Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for NBC's newest superhero, Connection Man.
Connection Man, Connection Man, connecting to all the hearts she can. Observe field, speed of light, need requests or inner sights. Look out, here comes Connection Man. R to the A to the C to the E, shades of brown and ancestry. It's socially and politically, guess what, there's no biology. The concept separates us from them. What are the needs we're trying to meet when we imagine our group is in the elite? Is it respect, inclusion too, or is it importance? I'm asking you, reach out, let go of the need to compete.
Connection Man, Connection Man, connecting to all the hearts that she can. What's up, Team Humanity? The Empathy Doctor is in the house. I am former Major League Baseball player, excellence off the field author, and non-bullying speaker, Tony Scruggs, from TheEmpathyGuy.com, also known as the Empathy Institute, a playground for peace, speaking peace. Our mission at the Empathy Institute is to help people create a quality of connection where natural giving is possible and compassionate giving is natural. Now, the universe and my dad call me Simba, spirit, mind, and body, and I'm here to offer you guys a gift. I'm here to offer you hope and inspiration, encouragement and transformation. I'm here to offer you respect, inclusion, connection, equality, and acceptance. How's that sound? I'm here to offer you mindful empathy, a way of speaking and being where we can change how we think, how we feel, and how we behave, and learn how to connect with ourselves and others. Today, my friends, today on Simba Radio, we have a very special guest all the way from Santa Cruz, California, Mr. Tung Fu Master himself, Joshua Hathaway. Now, Joshua is a spiritual being experiencing life as a no-bullshit communicator with a degree in holistic counseling. He's a speaker. He's a coach. He's a father of a 14-year-old son, and his Tung Fu black belt is in the art of compassionate communication. Joshua is able to gently and humorously dismantle people's bullshit, deliver game-changing connection tools, and on June 1st, in a few days, my friends, the most innovative, assertive accountability experiment goes live in the form of MasterYourBullshit.com. Let me say that again. On June 1st, the most innovative, assertive accountability experiment goes live in the form of MasterYourBullshit.com. Well, Joshua, congratulations on all you have going on, and welcome to Simba Radio, my friend. How are you feeling today about life, about the launch, about the world?
Oh, my God, Tony, I'm fired up, man. Thank you for such an inspiring introduction. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's talking about me. Oh, man, I love hearing the passion in your voice. It's rare that these days that I find somebody as passionate about what they're doing as I am. And so when I do, it's just such a pleasure. Just every cell in my body hums with yes. It's like, yes, we're doing this. I'm so excited, Tony. I'm so thrilled and utterly overwhelmed with all the little bits and pieces that I've got to handle to get ready for this launch. But it's really just the most exciting thing I've done in my life, and I cannot wait to unleash no bullshit communication upon the world and see relationships transforming across the landscape of people's lives. It's so exciting.
Woo! Watch people's lives transform. form. I love it. I love it. I love it. And as far as the verbal gift that you said in the beginning, I received that fully with the beauty it was given, complete in the circle of love. You got that, my friend? Joshua gave me a verbal gift, and I was able to receive it, completing the circle of love, which is just one of the small things that he will be talking about in an effort to help you become a no-bullshit communicator. So if you guys are ready, if Joshua is ready, are we ready for my first question, Mr. Tung Fu Master?
Yeah, buddy, got my bat in hand. Where are we going to go here?
All right, all right. So I figure for my first question, let's just dive right in, if you're willing. And I'm wondering, will you give the listeners a crash course, and y'all heard me, a crash course, in the five crappy habits that screw up relationships, a pervy little sneak peek, so to speak. That way folks can slowly digest them as we move through other topics and then know right away if they want to invest time clicking on masteryourbullshit.com. So if you would be willing to give us a sneak peek of the five, that would be awesome.
Absolutely. Let's do a little crash course, man. So essentially, I have to first of all just give huge props to Marshall Rosenberg, to the many teachers, practitioners of nonviolent communication, because without that, no bullshit communication wouldn't exist. I've inherited so much and received so much from my teachers, Inbal Kashtan, especially, who passed away in 2014, and Marshall, of course, who passed away last year. And no bullshit communication is basically just a way of talking about the way our bullshit gets in the way of connection. Bullshit just has a way of crippling connection when we get caught up in our own bullshit, and we all get caught up in our own bullshit. It's woven into the fabric of our language, into our syntax. And so I've identified five specific ways that people get caught up in their bullshit and the ways that they impact relationships. So I'm gonna hop on through the five bullshit ways that we fuck things up. And the first one is we get into our reactive bullshit. I want to talk about reactive bullshit because reactive bullshit is just what happens when we take something personally, when something somebody does or somebody says just triggers us and it hooks us and it grabs us, and we go into a habitual reaction to what they're saying. And that habitual reaction is not a considered, cultivated response. It's not coming from a place of intent. It's coming from a place of something is threatened in me and I have to react and somehow negate the threat. And so our reactive bullshit is just so toxic, and really ultimately the most important and powerful way to get over our reactive bullshit is to pull out the Q-tip. Q-tip stands for quit taking it personally. But in order to do that, we actually have to clean out our ears and we actually have to listen to what the other person is expressing, because nobody who talks to us is ever really talking about us, Tony. I know you know this. They are always talking about themselves. And the moment I can hear what another person is saying as them telling me about their world, about their experience, about their dream that they are dreaming, then I can be so tuned into that and so like curious and in touch with that. But the moment I hear them talking about my dream and I have to start mopping things up, managing other people's perceptions of me and my dream, well, then I'm in my reactive bullshit and I'm making a mess, you know. So reactive bullshit is the first form of bullshit that we have to overcome, and we do that by listening, by actually cultivating empathic listening. The second form of bullshit that that I talk about is projection bullshit, Tony, and that's basically our judgments. That's the way that we project our inner world onto life itself, and we talk about people as though we know who they are. We talk about people's qualities, we judge their character, we make predictions about what's going to happen next, we generalize things into like these always and never situations, globalizing phenomena in our lives. And this only ever makes matters worse. You know, the best way to turn a conversation into an argument is to project your bullshit onto somebody else, what you think about them, your assessment of the quality of them in one way or another. You know, and so the most important way we overcome our projection bullshit is by talking about facts. My friend, fact is your friend too. And facts are amazing. It's like a hot knife through butter, man. It just cuts through the bullshit projection stuff, because when you talk about what actually happened, as in what the camera would catch if it were watching, what the microphone would pick up if it were listening, if you talk about the observable facts of a situation instead of your interpretations about people's motives or your thoughts about their character, then we start at a point of agreement. You know, the moment I say to somebody, "You never do the dishes," the first thing they're going to think about is the last time they did the dishes. The gloves go on. The boxers are in the ring. And it's an argument. We're starting, you know, in our corners. The moment I say, "Hey, yeah, you said the dishes. You said you were going to do the dishes today, and they're still in the sink." Now we can both agree. My friend, fact is helping us to connect at the beginning of a conversation so it doesn't turn into an argument. So facts or observations in the language of nonviolent communication is a fantastic way to overcome projection.
Is this the situation where we as human beings end up confusing our bullshit story with the fact? That's projection bullshit. Am I right?
Truly. Truly. And yeah, projection is fascinating, Tony. I mean, we could spend all day talking about like any one of these little pieces, right? But projection is one of the most fascinating phenomena I think that human beings must wrap our minds around, come to understand in order to really get what relationship is about and how to navigate this world in a way that's free. Because my projections, it's literally what I'm projecting onto the world from my interior life. And so if I have a judgment that this person is an angry person who doesn't like me, and I project that onto this person, odds are that that person is going to show up angry and doing things that don't express much like of me, right? But if I get curious about that person, it's amazing. We are projectors. We're constantly projecting our reality, you know. And so, projection is such a potent tool. You know, one of the most concise things I've ever heard said about it is, and it's a sentence I say to myself: "You are not who I think you are. I am who I think you are." So everything that I can't look at in myself about myself, I'm going to project onto somebody close to me so I can stay in contact with it, but I don't have to own it. And I don't have to really do that dig deep work to get underneath the roots of it and uproot it, you know. So I stay close to it. I'm going to be projecting it out and people right all around me, but I'm not actually going to be owning it. That's what projection does.
And for people who were just amazed by the words that you just said, will you repeat that little mantra once again so they can take it in a little bit more delicately?
Absolutely, my friend. You are not who I think you are. I am who I think you are.
Now, somebody out there listening, do me a favor. Joshua's Twitter handle is @MasterYourBS, @MasterYourBS. My Twitter handle is @Compassioning, @CompassionING. I want you to write down those words. Joshua's going to say them one more time after I say this, and I want you guys to tweet that out into the world. One more time, Joshua, for whoever's right.
Absolutely. You are not who I think you are. I am who I think you are.
That's beautiful. Yeah. All right.
That's just the most
more
concise
of
definition of projection.
I love that. Now, on to more crash course.
Yeah, bring it. So we've got reactive bullshit that we overcome by listening. We've got projection bullshit that we just take the hand of our friend facts and walk into any conversation with. And then we've got our demand bullshit, Tony. And that is just this insidious bullshit that's just sort of always sort of in play to one extent or another. And our demand bullshit is when we have expectations of other people, when we're demanding that they meet our needs in some way, and we're not really fully including their humanity and respecting their choice in the way that we orient towards their contribution to our needs getting met, right? And there is this incredibly beautiful teaching that demands offer us. It's such a gift, and it's helping us to understand polarity. Polarity is the way that positive and negative work, the yin and the yang, work in life, and it's always at work in every movement, in any situation. And the incredible sort of polarities at work with demand bullshit are that every time I make a demand on somebody, whether it's subtle, even if I'm using the word please, it's so easy. So many demands are made with a P, with a please tagged onto them as though you're actually asking, right? But the moment I start making demands, I push people into this polarity paradox where either they have to rebel against me and say, you know, fuck you, and preserve some sort of level of dignity, I immediately bring up a level of resistance with demand, right? So they're going to rebel and just push away, or they're going to submit. And if they submit, then we're going to probably have some sort of, like, harmonious moment. But that submission is like – it's like the fine print on your credit card sort of like agreement, right? Like people have no idea what the interest rate on submission is in relationships, man, but it is high. I'm telling you right now, it's higher than any credit card you've been foolish enough to sign up for, because that interest rate taxes the relationship for so long when people submit in relationship. And we are setting people up for the polarity of submit or rebel anytime we bring a demand to somebody else. And so we take care of that by actually asking for what we want, asking, requesting with a respect for the humanity and the choice of the person we're engaged with, and we engage in a dialogue about that. And you know, there are many, many ways to sort of make a doable versus non-doable request that we can get into. But the essence of what I want people to walk away with is be aware that every time you make a demand, you have an expectation, and you're not asking, requesting, inviting the freedom and choice and the soul of the other person to joyfully participate in your needs getting met, then you're pushing them into a paradigm of submit or rebel. And either way, that's gonna tax the relationship. So that's number three.
Which, if I'm hearing you, it sounds like in that situation you're preventing the other person from experiencing this beautiful gift of sharing their autonomy with you, sharing their free will with you, which is part of the circle of love. So when we are in that demand energy field, not only are we preventing ourselves from our authenticity, but we're preventing the other person from giving us the gift of autonomy.
Yes. Oh, my God, Tony, yes. Because you know what? Human beings love to give. I've never met a human being that doesn't love to give. And we know science tells us, like, the juicy endorphins that our body generates when we are giving authentically, right? And yet, if I come with a present for you, Tony, and I'm so excited, I wrapped it, I made it, I wrapped it myself, and then I show up ready to give this thing to you, and you're like, give me that fucking present. Like, even though I had so much joy bringing this to you, like, I automatically want to just say, fuck you, I'm out of here, right? Like, which goes to show two things. Like, it's easy to steal somebody's joy in that way, number one. And number two, human beings love to give. So you have, you know, to interrupt that joy of giving, you know, is quite a feat, actually, because it feels so good to give, you know? So,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, and before
beautiful.
We get on to... Before we get on to the final two BS projection, the BS habits, would you be willing to do me a favor and let people know how they can get in contact with you, and just a tiny little snippet about the launch on June 1st, and then we'll wrap up with the last two.
I love it. Yes, of course. I'm going. My website is going live at masteryourbullshit.com. on June 1st. And MasterYourBullshit.com is the hub for No Bullshit Communication. They can also check out my Facebook page, No Bullshit Communication, on Facebook. Please tweet me, follow me on Twitter over at MasterYourBS. Those are all ways to sort of be in touch with me. You can also just shoot me an email at connect@MasterYourBullshit.com if you have any questions, curiosities, and want to chat.
One more time on that email.
Bullshit. Yeah, it's connect@masteryourbullshit.com. And the, essentially, masteryourbullshit.com is this hub where I'm really just sharing no bullshit communication as a technique. June 1st, the website goes live. There's going to be a bunch of free content. There's a bunch of great articles on my blog, some few of which I've posted on Facebook and Twitter. And it's going to be a place to get access to an 8-week no bullshit communication basics course that will radically transform anybody's relationship with communication. Now, this is specifically aimed at men. This first course is specifically aimed at men because, you know, I in my experience, the men I know and the men that I've connected with have a harder time identifying some of their needs, identifying some of their feelings. And we're in a place, society is in a place where relationship is shifting, where the old roles, like the brittle roles of the past, what men do, what women do, are just have crumbled. And yet our technology, our connection tech has not caught up with the fact that relationship is fundamentally navigated by connection and intimacy and communication now, rather than all of these societal norms and all the shit that we've grown out of, thanks to things like feminism, and a world where everybody has more equal access to resources than they did 50, 100 years ago. And
did you hear that, Joshua? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I didn't.
Everybody who was listening, all of a sudden, when you talked about men and the ability to connect with feelings and needs, there was this collective amen, Joshua. I heard it all around the world in that moment. It was amazing. All right.
Yes.
Continue on, my brother.
Yes. Oh, man. So yeah, this 8-week course, and I will have an option for women to sign up for the course as well. But most of my sort of marketing aim is at men, because women grow up connecting. You know, that's like a fundamental sort of trait of the feminine. Men have to learn this. Men have to take a little extra time to learn how to connect. And so I've got a really fucking exciting course, 8 weeks of video content, of life experiments, of clarifying concepts, and then bringing them one at a time into your life and doing little experiments in your life. We'll also be doing some group coaching, 4 group coaching sessions throughout the 8-week course. And there'll be there's also a premium version for a select few people who are ready to take the big leap and want to run the course, and also get 3 one-on-one life coaching sessions included in that journey for them with me. So that's what MasteryYourBullshit.com is all about, training men up.
That sounds awesome. You guys catch that? That sounds absolutely paradigm shifting, and I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that MasteryourBullshit.com is going live on June 1st. I'm so excited that people are going to get a chance to connect with you, connect with themselves, connect with each other, and realize that we are all members of Team Humanity. And I'm really excited to hear about, let me see, we've talked about reaction BS, we've talked about projection BS, we've talked about demand BS. Something is telling me, where is my crystal ball? Something is telling me that either victim BS or avoidance BS is coming next.
Oh, baby, you get them both. But victim BS is next because, oh, my God, how we give away our power. Right? It's just amazing how easily I'll just speak for myself, I can give my power away to other people, to circumstances, or to vague rules or laws that somehow are controlling my life and my outcomes. You know, it's just incredible. And we don't have to do it. It's actually just a bullshit habit that we have of outsourcing our power, of outsourcing the source of our outcomes, of our experience. So victim bullshit is what happens when we do exactly that. When we play the victim to other people, when we play the victim to circumstances in our lives, when we play the victim to vague rules or laws or the government or these entities, right? Because the fact is, and I really want to preface this by saying what I am not wanting to say, that people don't get victimized in this world, that there aren't tragic, unforeseeable things that happen, horrible things. People do horrible things. And I'm not pretending like there's nobody who's been victimized in this world. But I am advocating for what I believe is that there are no victims in this world, that nobody is a victim, that you have been victimized in the past. Now you're a survivor. You're not a victim.
Yes.
You're only a victim when you make yourself a victim by continuing to re-trigger yourself by giving your power away to that thing that happened or that person that did that thing. So being, you know, and so there are big things that happen in our lives. And the moment after it happens, you start having a choice about whether you're going to orient to the world as a victim of that thing or a survivor of it. You have a choice of where you're going to place your attention, what story you're going to tell yourself about yourself and that other person, and how you're going to act in response to whatever it is that has happened to you moving forward in your life. And so, you know, and it doesn't have to be a big thing. There's all kinds of little things that happen all the time that I can give my power of my own experience over to. And so, I was in a phase of really sort of looking for how to take, this is really about how to take 100% responsibility for your experience. That's 100% responsibility for your feelings, 100% responsibility for your actions, and 100% responsibility for the stories that you tell yourself. And I was in this place of hunting this stuff out in my life, and I was getting a little hard on myself, so I made up a little song, Tony, that I love to sing that helps me catch myself when I'm playing the victim in my life and bring myself home. You want to hear my song?
Let's hear it.
Yeah. All right. So it's a little cheer that I give myself, and it goes like this. It goes, V-I-C-T-I-M, I feel this way because of them, a victim. I'm a victim. V-I-C-T-I-M, I feel this way because of them, a victim. I'm a victim.
So
it's really hard to take myself seriously.
V-I-C-T-I-M, I feel this way because of them, a victim. Did y'all catch that, guys? Did y'all catch that? Joshua is saying that a lot of us have a situation where we experience victimization, but it's a difference between the experience of victimization and identifying as a victim. The way that I am a member of a group that is in the minority, but it's not my identity, nor will it ever be, because less than minority is not who I am as T. Scruggs, the empathy guy. Y'all feel me? Y'all feel me?
Amen. I'm feeling you, brother.
So where were we, my friend?
So just taking it back, how do we take our power back, you know, when we notice that we're playing the victim, when I'm spending all this mental or emotional energy focusing on somebody I have no power over? Well, I take a moment, I check in with my feelings. I remember that the only person who's responsible for my experience is me, and that the way I take responsibility is by focusing my attention on where I want it, so focusing on something different, focusing on how I feel, focusing on what I want in my life, focusing on my next task, and focusing my actions on what it is that I want to be creating in my life. And if I'm really struggling with something that somebody did and I'm in a lot of pain, the most loving thing I can do for myself and the most empowering thing I can do for myself is turn my attention toward myself and love myself where I am and acknowledge the pain I'm in and grieve the loss that I perceive. That's where it counts. So many people abandon themselves by focusing their attention on the author of a tragic action that left us in pain. We abandon ourselves by focusing our attention on things that we have no power to control. But when we focus back on ourselves, we come home to ourselves and home to our power, where we can make the adjustments and offer the care and the love where it's needed most, which is right here inside of us.
Mm-mm. So two things pop for me, Joshua, when I hear that. Two things that I'm thinking maybe the listeners will resonate with when I break it down. I'm hearing that when it comes to victim BS, folks who really connect with the GOP, with the Republican platform, and how they talk about the 5 points of the Republican star, number 3 is self-reliance, personal responsibility, individual responsibility. So For anybody who is political by nature and happens to be a GOP member, this fits right into the pinnacle of the 5 points of the Republican star. And then on the other side, I hear you talking about self-empathy, self-care. So for all the self-awareness folks, for all the folks who are meditating on mountaintops, this connects with them deeply as well. So you're bringing Team Humanity together one habit at a time, my friend. What do you think?
Amen. Oh, I love it, brother.
Amen.
I love it. That's right. Because we all have this. This is going on.